Are we ready? Are we ready? 'Cause it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah. Because it's Thursday, yeah, yeah.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Can I get a yeah, yeah? Yeah, shoot, shoot. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, letting you know that Trump derangement syndrome is alive and well in Northern Nevada. Actually, it's alive and well everywhere, but some places have a higher gauge than others. 884-9910, the talk and text lines, and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. So, the regular site, 991fmtalk.com. You can hear the podcast there from previous shows. You can also stream the show wherever you are. So, thank you to our listeners around the country and around the world. Sorry if we focus on Northern Nevada, but really, if you look at what's happening in a place like Northern Nevada and understand the ramifications and the level that is getting to in a rural, mostly rural area, except for Washoe County, except for the city of Reno. Wow. If that can be going at the stage that it is here, then you can really understand what's going on in the big cities. The big city. So today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. We thank them so much at 991fmtalk.com is, should we just do away with this nonsense and do the designation? Should Antifa, BLM, as in Black Lives Matter, not Bureau of Land Management, of course, sometimes, I don't know, and the KKK all be listed as domestic terror organizations? Should they all have that designation for what they're doing to the country, for what they're doing to communities? People in Boise, Idaho, really stepping up for it. A midday protest with Black Lives Matter and Antifa pulled out their community. They showed up 5-1 over the protesters the other day, 2 days ago, in Boise, Idaho. 3,500 residents showed up to protect their city. Some cities, it just doesn't work. So why are they focusing on Reno and Carson City this weekend? Independence Day weekend, July 4th? Well, for one thing, Hillary Sheevy, the irresponsible mayor, has put out the edict, no harm to protesters, no harm to rioters. That's what they are. You know, you have the right to peaceably assemble. You don't have the right to take to the streets, block everything off from taxpayers, and destroy things along the way. You want to go out into the middle of the Believe Center and take a knee? More power to you. But if you don't stick to the sidewalks, keep it moving, then you're not peaceably assembling. You're creating havoc. And that's not your right. So I put out the call. Show your independence. Believe in your independence. Embrace your independence. And get out. Either into the city of Reno, downtown, or to the state capital, Carson City. 9:30, starting down there. Even though monuments down there have had to be guarded 24/7. Eyes always on them. Let me just put it that way. You may not see people, but there are people that see all. And they're being protected. But since BLM is having, once again, these so-called peaceful protests, it's time for Americans to come out on this Independence Day and do what they do best. Be free. Embrace your rights. City of Reno, Carson City. Carson City at 9:30. I'm not quite sure what time Reno is. Probably 10 or 11. But you know, it's a beautiful area. Get down there, enjoy the river. One of the reasons for the protest or the rally, when it's on the right, it's usually just a rally, which is just hysterical because BLM and Antifa and all these other organizations, they're all screaming that it's the right that is doing all this. No. It was an Antifa in the mix of BLM that shot a 60-year-old man through his car window as he was trying to make his way through a crowd and turn on a city street that he pays for with his taxes in Provo, Utah. Non-life-threatening wound, but he's hospitalized. But fortunately, because we are a society of tattletales and busybodies and everybody has to have a camera on their phone now. You have to keep upgrading the phone so you got the better camera, street cameras. The people involved were apprehended. After firing multiple shots at this person who drove away, after they were shot, stuck his gun back into his hoodie and then mixed back into the crowd and continued to protest until they came for him. So be prepared. I did have one text from a good friend. Not cryptic message at all, but concerning, because I want you to be out. It's Independence Day. Who would have thought on Independence Day 2020, we would have to be showing our independence by leaving our homes and not wearing a mask that has been forced upon us, mandated upon us unconstitutionally for a hoax, farce that has been perpetrated by so-called experts. even Fauci says, I'm not an expert in this. It's just, it's beautiful. Yet people still bow down to him and use his words, even though his words years ago was that this administration would be hit with a surprise virus. Bill Gates, years ago, actually using the name of the virus. And yet the sheeple follow along. Path of least resistance, I guess. But it's Independence Day. And we need to come together and support each other. Who would have thought wearing a mask or not wearing a mask would literally turn people against each other? Turn people against each other. But that's what they wanted. They want massive division. It didn't work with the men, women thing that they tried, what, last year, year before last, 2 years ago? Didn't work with the religions. So what do? They start it all up again with races. I just tell you, it's not going to work. It is not going to work. You know, I'm not a fan of NPR. But when NPR, of course, it was a guest author, puts out an article entitled Evidence Mounts COVID Less Lethal Than Predicted. The experts may have subjected us to a blunder greater than any since the Iraq War. That's pretty incredible for NPR. But for the minority out there with Trump derangement syndrome that keeps pushing the narrative, how about a story by Amy Johnson? Newly released data shows economy crushing lockdowns were of no value. Yes, they were. They were of value to the Democrats and the left who want to turn the United States of America into a communist Marxist country. And in 1 week, Cicilline is going to start it all for us here in Nevada. July 8th has been announced as the opening of the special session. A special session needed because of a lockdown that wasn't needed, that was worthless. But now Sisolak and his minions, the Democrat-controlled legislature, get to push all kinds of new taxes on us. And that is exactly what they are going to do. California, Washington, it's all about crippling us, crippling the economy, and doing whatever they can do to make sure that Trump isn't reelected. We'll be back after this on your live and local FM talk stations, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1. KKFT,
92.3 FM
you
Talk.
Got your opinions and I got mine.
And let's share them. Let's agree to disagree. Preferably only some of the times. But wow, those disagreements are getting a lot bigger and a lot more often. Just got a text from one of my friends on Facebook. I am in Facebook jail for posting negative COVID posts, 30-day bans on my page. So in other words, somebody reported her. Yeah. Because I can go after story after story after story that the left, including social media, you know, Facebook, YouTube, that they are trying to shut down because they want you afraid wearing masks. But here's another great story. This one by Ronald Bailey. COVID-19 herd immunity is much closer than antibody tests suggest. That's actually coming out from two new studies. Yeah. Countries studying this, the U.S. studying it, scientists. You don't find out something about something as major as this until you're in the heart of it. Until you're in the heart of it. In the very beginning, people didn't know about COVID. They didn't know what was going to happen. Yes, they did. It was an excuse to shut down the world economy. I'm not saying just the United States. I'm talking about the world economy. To bring you down, to bring you in despair. Had another nail in the coffin today. Great Reno Balloon Race. Every single special event has been canceled that brings millions of dollars into this community, except for the word on one, and that is Street Vibrations. And I doubt seriously if the bikers bow down to the BS that's going on. All of them. If it's not an actual physical event, then it's virtual. And I'm sorry, but even Art Town, when I want to go out and I want to get my hands dirty and I want to dance around or I want to do art and paint and I don't want to do it virtually. I want to dance with other people. I want to laugh and share with other people. They don't want you doing that right now. They want you depressed at home, thinking about, oh, hell, I don't know what they want you thinking about. I want you thinking about independence. Your constitutional rights, the farce that is COVID-19, that the death rate shows us is nothing but a seasonal flu. Let's go to the phone lines, the talk and text lines, 884-9910. Check in with Ryan this morning. Wants to talk about the special session. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, listen, Monica. Do we have even a chance against fighting back against Governor Mussolini, or we're just foobard?
We're foobard because, like everything else, he's got it shut down to where you and I cannot go down to the legislative sessions. You know, we're blocked out. So between now and the 8th, you and everybody need to be calling your elected representatives maybe on the Republican side, they'll come out and, you know, start doing grievances, start making their voices heard. Do we have a cricket sound effect? Because that's pretty much what it's been on the right. Not getting out there and getting their voices heard. But everybody sure as heck is looking for money. Constantly getting for the party, for candidates, for the lawsuits. You're trying to bleed a turnip here. No money. People aren't getting their unemployment and people aren't making the money that they were. It ain't happening. The legislators need to use their voice and get it out there. Because we're pretty much messed up. Yeah, we're pretty much messed up this legislative session because the Democrats are in control. And they want more of your money. We'll be back after this Fox News update here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada. So glad that you're here with us today. 991FMTalk.com. Not only can you stream the show and listen to podcasts, but you can also answer today's poll question, which is, finally, do we need to do it? BLM, Antifa, KKK, should they be designated as domestic terror organizations or groups? Because you have people saying that, oh, Antifa's not an organization. But you know what? You got a logo. You got Facebook and Twitter pages. You're an organization. Well, there's no stream of, you know, hierarchy. That doesn't matter. You have leads. You have enough organization skill to keep it off the books. You have t-shirts. But since Antifa has been brought out of the dark, that is why they are jumping on the bandwagon of Black Lives Matter. Doesn't matter. They're all funded by the same people. All funded by the Open Societies Foundation, which, by the way, very good news coming from SCOTUS. In case you missed it, the Supreme Court of the United States has said that the Soros Open Societies International, this is just a start. The Supreme Court is ruling that foreign Soros-backed operatives do not have First Amendment rights. So it's starting. They're starting to go after him and his money that is being funneled into this country to take us down from the inside. Let's go to the talk and text lines now at 884-9910 and check in with Ray this morning. Thanks, Ray, for calling the show. What's on your mind? And we lost Ray. But it looks like he was calling from Phoenix, Arizona, and it's probably hot there. So moving on. In case you didn't hear it, the Supreme Court is also coming out with some bad news for the Democrats. They are blocking Congress from the Mueller documents. You know, the ones that have been blacked out for sensitive information that they decided to take their case to the Supreme Court. They said no. They blocked it. A lot of things going on that you need to pay attention to, including a very questionable ruling that's coming out of California. Now, here I just said, you know, live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada. Well, what happens in California because of Hillary Sheevy and Governor Sisolak migrates this way, and very quickly. So you might want to keep that in mind if you're a business owner or any others on the list that the news just went through of what's now been closed in California, as Newsom puts it into action once again. Give it a few days, and Sisolak will follow suit as we get ready for our special session on July 8th. Just after 11 o'clock, we'll be talking with a just wonderful reporter and author who actually has been on the show before, Jeff Reynolds. Penned an article in News and Politics, the California legislature has voted to allow discrimination by race, gender, national origin. But wait a minute, I thought they were controlled by the Democrats. Well, they are. So we'll get the latest on that story when Jeff joins us just after 11. More people are coming to their senses across the country. A Florida representative, Anthony Sabatini, is filing a lawsuit alleging Orange County mask ordinance there is unconstitutional. Where are our Republican representatives? Where are our Republican representatives putting forth these lawsuits for us? We are on the verge of Independence Day, Saturday, July 4th. Not the 4th of July, July 4th. When men, women, children died for our freedom, for us to make our own decisions. You know that? That whole life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. We, the people. Political party is trying to strip us of that because they have been hijacked years ago, years and years ago, by family dynasties and by those in power, all aspects of taking away our freedoms in the name of communism, in the name of Marxism. Are you going to stand for it? 884-9910, that's your talk and text line. Let's check in with Neil this morning. Neil wants to talk about downtown. Hi, Neil.
Hi, I wanted to talk about downtown. I was wondering where is Mayor Sheevy, and walking down the downtown and see what's really going on. If I was mayor, I would be going down there with my pen and paper and writing down with my assistant questions and everything. We need to do that there. We need to get the mayor to go out at night or day, walking around the streets and really talking to our community in the riots and stuff.
Neil, that's why you would be a better mayor than Sheevy is, because she has no thrust to speak with the public. She has no interest in talking to both sides. The only interest she has is her special interests. Let's go back to the talk and text line and check in with Paul this morning. Paul wants to talk about Antifa, BLM, and the KKK, which is our poll question today. Should they be designated as domestic terrorist organizations? Paul, thanks for calling the show.
Hi, how are you?
Frustrated, but, you know, we'll get through this.
Yep. Hey, I got a problem with labeling any group a domestic terrorist group. And
why is
that? Here's the reason. Well, the reason is because the same reason we have the First Amendment and free speech, and you can't like they wouldn't lock out the KKK and other groups from it. It's because you don't want the government determining who's a hate group or domestic terrorist group, because you know if you go back to when Obama was in and Harry Reid would have loved to call the Tea Party group a domestic terrorist group. Okay, so I don't have a problem with prosecuting people as terrorists, you know, if they're doing something, but to label the group, you don't want the government doing that, because whoever happens to be in charge at the time will do it, and it may not be the people we want at the time doing it. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense, Paul, but there's a difference between, and I see what you're saying is the government would twist that difference, but there's a big difference because these three particular organizations, as opposed to the Tea Party group, these people are enacting violence, deadly violence.
I know, but you got the left-hand press out there, and they ignore the violence that these groups are doing. And if the Tea Party did any little thing, it was in the forefront of the news. These are bad people. Mm-hmm. And you have that balance there where you have to say government can't go there, period, because they just can't go there. That's what's kept this government around for a long time, is the freedom of speech, the First Amendment. It has been off hands to the government. And right now the left is sidestepping it because they got all their people infiltrated into the mainstream media. The mainstream media now is a propaganda arm of the DNC.
The mainstream media is bought and paid for.
Sure.
I mean, all of our media, all of our entertainment, it's you can just watch and see how everything is manipulated. But then I guess it would go back to what, Paul? Enforcement?
Well, the enforcement would have to be against the individual. You know, if a member of the KKK or the member of Antifa or the member of who did something that was terrorist, they should be prosecuted as a terrorist. I'm all for that. But it should be on an individual basis, not on a group label, just because eventually it will come down to who gets to decide which group is what, and the government shouldn't be deciding which group within the United States is what, because it stomps on the First Amendment, and it's just open to whoever's in power making these labels and becoming, you know, a fascist government in that sense.
Yeah.
You can't have that going on. You can't have the government suppressing a group of the people because it deems something. Prosecuting an individual, yeah, go for it. You know, if a guy's tearing down statues or flipping over police cars and burning them, prosecute him as a terrorist. But
unfortunately,
we should stay away from labeling groups.
Unfortunately, Paul, that goes back to the same thing of who's in power, because here we are that, you know, we've got Sheevy and Sisolak who are just letting these thugs roll free. They're not enforcing the law. So how do we try them as domestic terrorists if the government itself is just letting them run rampant because of their particular party? Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Alan this morning. Alan wants to talk about the governor and the pandemic, the pseudo pandemic, the faux pandemic. Alan, thanks for calling the show.
Hi, Monica. Our governor, our carpetbagger governor, seems to be focusing on the West quite a bit. I just got back from my sister's house in southern Utah, and you know what the governor of Utah did about it? Nothing. They advised the people that it was out there, advised them to wear masks, stay home, avoid crowds. That was it.
Wow.
And you know what they have? I looked up the statistics just because of that. They've got 3.2 million people compared to our 3 million. They've had 22,000 positive cases compared to our 19,000. It's just comparable, and they did nothing about it. Yeah. Now, I didn't see anybody wearing a mask while I was there.
Yeah. It's all about control, Alan. Thank you for sharing those numbers and your experience, because that is a perfect example of what's going on. Alan, thank you so much for calling the show today. Really needed that. 884-9910. Paul, please hang on the line, and we'll be back right after this quick break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this Thursday, the Thursday before Independence Day. Stick around in the next hour. We've got, wow, talk about rights. Going to be speaking with Jeff Reynolds, who just penned an article about California legislator voting to allow discrimination by race, gender, and national origin. We'll come up with that in just a little bit. First off, though, we want to go back to the phone lines and check in with Paul. Paul wants to talk about, Paul, I don't know about this. Common sense?
Yeah. Well, the question is that I have is, why is it that they think that this is some kind of a good strategy to just plainly, on plain view of everybody on national TV, the disorderly conduct, disturbing the peace, obstructing an officer, and they're just exposing themselves for what they are. They're overplaying their hands. I don't understand how they think that this is going to benefit them. The Democrats, when the majority of people are for law and order, they're for the police, they're for supporting the police. And what is their strategy exactly that they continue to do this and they plainly see the police not arresting them? You know, when
diversion,
they're guilty,
Paul.
Disrespectful, and oh, is that what it is?
It seems like it's
a long shot, though, doesn't it? It seems like they're really reaching it and they're really desperate.
Because you have to remember that the legislature is in session. And there's all kinds of bills that we don't know about, like H.R. 5717, which completely, you know, is going to strip us eventually of our Second Amendment rights. And the money that these people are just throwing around that we don't have, the trillions of dollars, looking at another, you know, relief package to come out, the
incredible
hearings that are going on right now. You know, we had a ruling come out by a judge just 2 days ago that Hillary Clinton lost her appeal and she will have to testify in front of special prosecutors. You know, nobody's talking about stuff like that because we're talking about the diversion of Black Lives Matter and Antifa and COVID-19. There are all kinds of things going on right now that the left just doesn't want you to know about or want you to pay attention to.
And they're going to continue this for four more months until the election is going to magically all go away, huh?
I believe that they have more things in store for us that are going to try and upset the November election.
Okay.
Because look at how many people are jumping on their bandwagon, and unfortunately, it's that 20-something that are starting to outnumber us. Now, you're probably younger than I am, but I'm not going to assume you are in that age bracket. But it's these 20-somethings who didn't vote for Hillary Clinton because they wanted Bernie in there. It's the same people who are going out and organizing these atrocities that are being perpetrated on the American public. But who knows? Maybe they will actually make it to the voting mailbox.
So they want people to think that there's more of them than there really are. They're kind of like, you know, their butt is bigger than their bite, basically.
Exactly. And I'm sorry, not the legislature. Congress is in session, not the legislature.
And also, Trump made a comment today about if they get in, if Biden gets in and the economy and, you know, the situation in his country, the financial situation is going to be worse than the Great Depression. You think he's right when he say that?
Absolutely. Because look at the states that are still shut down, that the economy is still crushing. It's the Democrats. The Democrats that are pushing this, they don't have to worry about money, Paul. They're not concerned about you and I having to scrape things together. They are perfectly okay with sacrificing their party to get power and control back. They're totally okay with it. Paul, thank you so much for the call. It's misdirection. It's distraction. That's why you have to turn away from the mainstream media and you have to start listening to people. By the way, speaking of special people, Larry Elder is going to join us tomorrow, first thing, 10 o'clock. We'll be back with more of your comments, concerns, and everything right after this on 92.3 and 99.1.